Hey, it's Valentine's Day.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Was it holding? Yeah. Should it have been called? No way. Just swallow your damn flag, man.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I saw the grab by the back of the jersey, and it is a clear hold.
Son of a...
And I applaud the player, you know, who said I held him.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. Coming up, Pro Football Hall of Famer Calvin Johnson. ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Hey, everybody, we're here live on the Roku channel, the Tuesday after Super Bowl 57. We're getting ready for NBA All-Star Weekend coming up as the NBA takes a break on Thursday and night after Thursday night's games. So it takes a break starting Friday, and that's when you guys can all take a break from fantasy basketball. That'll be coming up this week. Hey, Tiger's in town. Is that why all the traffic is being stopped? Out there,
Tiger is back. He's playing
Tiger's
this
in town.
Week.
I know,
Riv, baby.
I know.
I'm going on Thursday.
Very good.
Post show, I'm going to go walk around.
About to say, I mean, you're post show.
Post show, I'm going to be here.
Okay, very good.
Not a Del Tufo situation.
Excellent. Good to know. Good to know.
I'm always
How'd
here.
I get
so
collateral yeah. damage
because you're never here.
He's not never here. He's been on a great run. Let's give it up.
But that's great.
He's been on a great run.
Oh, soon.
What? Why? Because college basketball?
Nope. World Baseball Classic.
Oh gosh.
That's coming up.
What are you saying?
What does that mean?
World Baseball Classic.
World Baseball Classic. That's coming up.
Well,
in March.
Mike's gonna be the ghost runner of the Rich Eisen Show.
They should let you be the second base runner.
I can't be.
That would be incredible.
That'd make it fair.
It would be fair for both
That'd
teams.
That would make it fair.
Are you kidding me?
I think this is a great idea.
They ghost should. Runner. They should put the ghost runner in baseball in cargo shorts.
Sophie Slide.
Do something.
Something.
Did you hear that, by the way? Baseball, says Calvin Johnson's calling in shortly. We got to hit that. The Ghost Runner's back, and the Ghost Runner's here to stay.
Ghost Runner is permanent.
Dude, Shane Steichen just got...
Steichen!
He just showed up. I don't know what's going on with that whole... He does not look like Dak Shepard.
Are you sure? Because the photo that was going around, it did look like him.
All right, we're
going
to get to that. Yeah. Jeff Saturday also chimed in to thank Colts Nation.
While he was fishing.
With a beautiful sun behind him.
Looked great.
What a great way to indicate to everyone, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Wanted the job, don't have the job.
I'm out of my bass
We're good.
Boat.
We're good. I'm good. We're good. It's all good. Hour number three, Dan Orlovsky going to chime in here on the Rich Eisen Show. But joining us right now is a Pro Football Hall of Famer. We love this guy. One of the greats of all time. Joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show in advance of... I guess not in advance. There's a new oral rehydration drink mix from his company called Primitive. Joining us right here on the Rich Eisen Show is Calvin Johnson. How are you, Calvin Johnson?
Doing great, Rich. Thanks for having me, man.
Always. You know that. You know that. When I saw you in Kent last year, I'm like, let's do it. Let's do it whenever you want. And now's the whenever we're here we are together. Who was the first one, Calvin, to call you Megatron? Who's that?
Roy Williams. Yeah.
Give me that moment, please. When did that happen?
We were at some practice, but it was just after the first Transformers movie came out.
Okay.
You know, so he just started. And it didn't really pick up till my second year. But he was calling me that my whole rookie year, and I guess he must have mentioned it to the right folks, and then it just caught on and took off from there.
And so, I don't know, were you fully aware of the Transformer as well, who he was referring to at the time, or did you?
Yeah, I knew the Transformers. It's just, you know, he's the bad guy, you know, but it was okay. I twisted it up, and I was like, okay, I could be the bad guy to the defense all day.
Okay. Have you ever transformed into a machine, ever, at any point in time in your life? Calvin, that's never happened, right? You've never really.
No, thank God.
Okay, that's very good. So, you're cool. Like, when you did you have to look up Megatron after he called you that and go, okay, I like it, or no, you're good, you're fine with that.
I just rolled with it. It was just it just wrong. It was perfect. You know, it was a great nickname. Like I say, it was the bad guy, but I was able to make that work.
You sure did. What did you think, Calvin Johnson of Super Bowl 57? What'd you think of
the game? Man, what a great game. What a great game. I hate that, you know, I mean, obviously the Chiefs, obviously I guess I'm, you know, showing who I went for, but I hate that the Zebras got in the way there at the end on that last little wheel route that Juju ran there at the end. You know, he didn't even want a flag. He wasn't even looking for a flag at the end of it, but I hate that they got in the way of that. But it was a heck of a game. I mean, Mahomes, Kelsey, just that whole team, Pacheco. Oh, I probably mispronounced that name.
But no, Pacheco, you got it.
So hard.
You got it.
And he ran the ball hard. That was good to see. They just, that was a great game.
So, yeah, walk me through that body language of Juju, because I thought the same thing, too. He was just ready to go back to the yep. bench, right?
Yep, yep. I mean, for a receiver, when you get that contact within that first 5 yards, you don't think nothing of it. Whether they're grabbing you, you know, grabbing you inside the shoulder pad, maybe they grab your face mask, you're just thinking, okay, they got 5 yards to harass me. You know, so he got bumped and all that happened. It seemed like within that 5 yards, even though that change of direction, I mean, just incidental contact there. But, I mean, at the end of the route, you just see him look for a flag. You see him like, oh, it's overthrown. That's what I was like. I thought that should have been a factor. It was like the ball. He wasn't going to catch it even if he wasn't bumped. You know, that the ball was it hit the ground like at least, you know, near close to 10 yards in front of him, you know, so he wasn't going to catch that ball. So, yeah, it's just frustrating to see that. But, you know, I was going for my boys, the Eagles. I got a couple old teammates over there, so I was pulling for them.
Okay. Well, who are your old teammates off the top? I can't connect the tissues.
Darius Slay's over there, and Dominican Sue is over there, and then our old strength coach, Ted Rath. All those guys are over there. It might be somebody else, but those are the ones off top.
So that's why you were pulling for the Eagles on Sunday night.
I mean, I really like Jalen Hurts. I mean, I've been a big fan of Jalen Hurts ever since he was at Alabama. You know, the adversity that he went through there at Alabama, you know, when he got benched right, you know, in the championship game for two, he came through and won. He transferred. He had success there, you know. So everywhere I'm starting to see a little trend that, okay, this guy's just going to have success everywhere he goes. Obviously, he had a rough year last year, but to see him bounce back this year, you know, is what, you know, I've come to expect from watching him over the years. So I was excited to see him play as well as he did. Big A.J. Brown. I love the SEC. I watch SEC football more than I watch anything else. So A.J. Brown, Devontae, love seeing those guys have success.
Yeah, I mean, I love what Jalen Hurts has become. I can't get enough of it, truly. And he could have been the MVP, no question about it, without a doubt.
Yes, sir.
Of Super Bowl 57. And so, but let's linger on A.J. Brown a little bit, because I would proffer to say he would model his game after yours best he can. What do you see in him that you might have seen in yourself, Calvin, a little bit here?
I love the physicality. I mean, he has the ability probably to get a little bit more yak than I did. I love his ability to get yak, and I just love when guys use their hands. You know, that touchdown catch that he had where he had to extend. I love to see that extension and the use of hands and just catching the ball securely like that, man. Just more than anything, his physicality, I love it.
Yeah. I mean, that grab, we're showing it on the screen right here where he – I mean, Hurts put the ball – in a spot where no one from Kansas City could get it. The only one who could get it was Brown, and he trusted his guy to get it, and he did. It was incredible.
Yes, sir.
I got out of my chair at the game when that happened. That was unreal. That was truly unbelievable. Beautiful. And then also,
when they showed
say it again. Sorry. No, no.
I love it when they showed the review from behind the quarterback, because like you say, Jalen threw to a spot. You could see where that spot was mm-hmm. in that left corner of that end zone. He dropped it right. He dropped a dime.
What about the idea that Brown and Devontae Smith will enter next year as the best receiver tandem in the league? And I know who's there in Miami, but what do you think of that notion, Calvin?
Yeah, I mean, I know who's there. You got Tariq and Waddle there in Miami, two potential number ones. I mean, maybe number ones. I'm not, you know, I think they have the playmaking abilities, but I think you got two definite number one receivers here in Philly. You know, and then Devontae, if both of those guys weren't on the same team, and you know, you would know who, I think you would, it'd be obvious who the number one receiver is. Obviously, you know, where they are now, I think, you know, maybe it's Big Batman or Strong Batman, whatever they call him. But AJ might be the actual number one there. But man, it's like I say, it's, you pick your poison. You can't, if you want a double one, you still got another Pro Bowler on the other side of the field that's going to make plays.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Calvin Johnson here on the Rich Eisen Show. you got a good Darrell Revis story? You guys are going to share a bus room together. You got anything for me on that front, Calvin? What do you got?
Man, I just wish I wish I would have played Darrell more because I never had a chance really to get off on him.
You were on the island? Did he catch you on the island? Were you stranded on the island, Calvin?
Yeah, he got me on the island. Oh, yeah, he got me on the island. It was like probably my rookie year we might have played them or my second year we played them. Mm-hmm. I was pissed because I feel like I didn't get enough look that game. But, you know, yeah, I was the statistic. I definitely was.
What made him so good, Calvin? What do you think?
I didn't love it, but, I mean, the way he played his press, I don't know if it was just on me, but it really wasn't on me. He played a salt like a catch technique. He wasn't really the guy that's going to try to quick jam you all the time. Maybe if you pissed him off, he might try to get you. But he played a nice little soft bell catch press technique, which is tough for a receiver because – at the line of scrimmage, you see him like 3 yards off of you. You don't know if he's going to try to, you know, engage or whatnot. So you're giving him some moves right there. And all the time, you're giving him moves at the line of scrimmage, and he's just taking a couple steps back. So then you're making these moves, and then you still got to go to get to him and make another move to get to your route. So that was a great technique as far as, you know, it really threw off timing. You know, when you gotta make your move at the line of scrimmage, taking time, and then you got to make another one. He's going to bump you and ride you because he's big and strong. So it was tough. You know, the guy has long arms, and he played the hell out of that technique. And he gave me, you know, helped him stay on top of the receiver.
What? And now this is going to be your, third full year being a Hall of Famer. You were inducted in 2021, and now you're seeing these guys join you in Canton immortality, you know, with DeMarcus Ware and Joe Thomas, contemporaries of yours. You know, got Rondae Barber. I don't know if you have any stories with him. I don't know how many times you crossed paths with Rondae, Calvin. A few times, I imagine.
I played Rondae a couple times when in Tampa. You know, I always hated playing that cover two, you know, but I was, that was the situation. I was like, hey, Matthew, you just got thrown up, man. I'm like 1 foot taller than Rondae. Like, come on.
And did he do that? Did Matthew
do
that?
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of success.
Okay. Do you remind these guys when they show up in Canton about the success? I mean, how much competition still exists?
I try not to. I don't talk shit because then it's going to be somebody else that's going to be coming back with something that they can say, and I'm like, damn.
Uh-huh.
Like, trump card. Like,
okay. You never know.
You know, but it's just like a respect thing. You know, out of anything that from what I've seen, like, we share our stories, but guys, you don't really see guys, you know, talking down or talking to each other. You know, they'll remember and talk about the plays that happened, like, hey, this happened. But there's just riding. You know, that's what I appreciate. You know, it's strictly professional, just enjoying the moments of the game that it really made the game what it is today.
Calvin Johnson, Pro Football Hall of Famer, 4-time All-Pro wide receiver here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's going on with your business? I will now give you the floor. What do you got for me? What's going on with you?
Exciting times, man. Obviously, we have our cannabis brand. We got a vertical, you know, retail cultivation and processing there. But we're expanding our vision. Not expanding our vision, but sticking to our vision and being innovative in the space. You know, we really want to, you know, obviously we're advocates for the cannabis industry. But being innovative is a key part of our mission and our vision and what we're trying to do here in this industry. And that's bring new products to light, you know, because cannabis is and really highlight the healing powers of the plant. Because, you know, I think that the taboo of cannabis has set us back so far, being Schedule One, you know, not being able to really do the research and the things that we need to do to understand the healing powers of this plant. You know, being innovative in this space, you know, is crucial to kind of push the ball forward so that the public can really understand some of the things that cannabis can do to really help enact a better quality of life.
And so what's the transdermal topical cream? What is this from Primitive?
Our first two SKUs that were coming out with, you mentioned one earlier, the ORS, the oral rehydration solution. You think, you know, the liquid IV elements of the world, but, you know, we're adding cannabis to those electrolytes as well. But then we have the transdermal topical cream. These are things that we use as professional athletes. You know, we're always trying to find the newest and the best rehydration solutions that has multiple functions within your body. You know, that help, you know, build upon that quality of life. So that was why we came out with the rehydration solution, and then the topical. You know, pre post workout, I was using topicals. You know, whether it was warming up my joints to get you lubricated and going, or to help with the pain and inflammation. You know, but we have cannabinoids that we're adding to, like I say, both of these SKUs that have been known to help with inflammation, everyday inflammation and pain. So it's exciting to be coming up out with things that we use while we're playing, things that we use today, and be able to add a nice little twist to it by adding cannabinoids.
How's the reaction from sports leagues about this, Calvin? What are you hearing when you go to sports leagues?
Well, that's essentially where we want to get to with this. I think we positioned our brand in a clean, elevated way, a wellness brand. Even have the ability to go after the healthcare market because of the cleanliness of our brand. You know, people always ask us, why'd you call it Primitive though? You know, why is it spelled like that? It's spelled like that for the originality, but we call ourselves Primitive because when you think about it, for millennia, people have used cannabis as a healing agent. So by nature or even by definition, cannabis is primitive. So, I mean, that's why we call ourselves that. And we truly believe that we're doing good work by elevating this community and highlighting these new potential products that are going to be great for quality of life for the masses.
Few more minutes left here with Calvin Johnson, Pro Football Hall of Famer. A couple of questions for you about the current day and the future. Do you have any sense of what Matthew Stafford's next move is going to be? Staying put? A lot of talk about how he sat out this large part of last season with an injury that's quite frightening when you hear about it. What do you think, Calvin?
Yeah, I haven't talked to Matthew probably in a couple of weeks or whatnot, but we weren't talking football. But I feel like maybe I asked him a while ago, is he still coming back or something like that? I think he made that statement too publicly that he was coming back. And I took that as them holding him out as, I don't know what his contract situation is, if he's up or if he's still there or whatnot, but I took that as them just sitting him out because they want to make sure that he's going to be, you know, in good place to start the next season.
So that's the general sense. You see, it's just like, hey, Cup was out and Aaron Donald was out, and you might as well make sure he doesn't get more significantly hurt in action that clearly wasn't going to lead to a playoff spot. Is what you're saying?
Then you would have been dogged if he got hurt while you don't have a shot, you know. And then he gets hurt. Now you're getting dogged by by everybody for even having him on the field.
And in terms of dogging people, looked like the Lions were doing that to anyone in front of them at the end of the season, Calvin, right?
Man, it was exciting. It was an exciting time here in Detroit. You know, everybody was starting there and halfway through the season, like, oh, we're out of the playoffs. They have, like, no hopes to make the playoffs. And then all of a sudden they went on a, you know, pulled out, I don't know how many games they won in the second half, maybe at least six games in the second half of the season. So it was exciting football, to say the least, because, you know, like I said, I know Dan. Play with Dan, know he's a soldier, and you can see the guys are buying in. You know, the guys are believing, they're following through, and they're getting better players, and I think that the end of this season is just going to help them out, and obviously free agency this year, hopefully. So yeah. I fully expect them to have a playoff push.
I do, too. I mean, I thought he vastly improved as a coach. I thought he would, you know, if the first half of the season went any better, obviously starting off against the eventual defending NFC champs wasn't easy, but they put up a ton of points, you know, against the Eagles, and they, you know, that they unfortunately didn't make it because of what happened in that game where they put up a ton of points against Seattle. If the defense had shown up in the first half of the season that we saw in the second half of the season with Aaron Glenn, who deserves looks as an HC, you know, Dan could have been coach of the year type material this past
100%.
You know,
and they were close to some of those games. They just weren't finishing. They just weren't able to finish, and then something clicked halfway through, and they turned it up.
All right, Calvin. Thanks for the time. Always great to chat with you. Congrats on everything going on with your business, and if there's anything I can do to be part or help, you just let me know.
Give a shout-out to primitiveperformance.com and primitivegroup.com to find out more about us, but I appreciate you, man, having me on.
Always. Do I see you in you come out to L.A. at all, or no, not really?
You know what? How about this? I actually haven't been out of LA in a while. I used to get out there all the time, but they got me playing in the All Star Celebrity Game on Friday. So
Well, that's in Utah. That's in Utah. Yeah. You're playing hoops on Friday?
Yeah, I'm trying not to hurt myself out there.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I know we've been talking quite a bit.
No, jump on somebody.
Listen, you buried the lead, sir. Screw the Super Bowl. Hold on a second. What? You're playing Friday? What do you got for me? How's your game? What do we got?
Man, you know I'm a hustler, man. I'm gonna be getting boards. I'm gonna be trying to dunk. I'm just hoping my ankles hang in there.
Okay.
I'm hoping my ankles and knees hang in there.
Okay. So, do you know who you're playing with? On which team? Who's your coach? You got anything on that?
Yeah, I'm on. I think Ryan is. I forget Ryan's full name, but he's my coach.
Okay.
Dwayne Wade is the other coach. So. Yeah, definitely. We're going to try to show them up.
Dwayne Wade is the other coach. Okay.
How about that? I got DK Metcalf on the other team. So I'm probably going to play.
Are you?
Running around with his young ass. Like,
Calvin, you're also playing with The Miz, Albert Pujols, Cinqua Walls.
Oh.
It's an interesting group, man. It'll be a good time. For people I've always, I've wanted to meet, so it'd be cool.
You do know that once upon a time, Jim Schwartz, former Lions coach, then the defensive coordinator of the Eagles, walked up to DK Metcalf prior to a game and told him that he reminded him of you, and that set off DK to say, no, I'm myself. Are you aware of that, Calvin? You remember that story?
That's funny. Yeah, I remember because DK hit me up after that, and I respect the heck out of the kid after that because he's like, man, I didn't mean any disrespect. I'm like, bro, that's what you're supposed to say. You want to be you. That's what you're supposed to do. So I told him there wasn't no disrespect.
Okay.
I didn't even know about it until everybody told me about it. But
okay.
That's what he's supposed to say.
No, but he reached out to you, so that doesn't mean you're not going to dunk on him on Friday if given the opportunity, right, Calvin? You're going to posterize him.
This is where you're going to see. I'm not even going to say anything. You're not going to give me caught up. I'm not gonna give them any fuel. I ain't trying to give none of them no fuel.
Okay.
I'm trying to tend to my ankles, and make sure I don't collapse,
Okay.
Make sure my body can keep up with my mind.
Double-double? What do we got? Come on.
Oh.
Come on. Double-double? You got a double-double?
Yeah, I'm gonna be tired as hell.
I'm trying to pump you up.
A different kind of shape, man.
I'm trying to pump you up. All right, last one for you.
I wishful thinking, I hope so.
There you go. Last one for you then. Last one again. I know I've kept you longer, but who's the NBA All-Star you'd like to meet? You get a chance. Who do you want to meet?
Damn, that's tough. I met LeBron a long time ago, so that's tough.
Oof. Right?
Mm.
Who do you got?
Damn.
Whose game do you love watching? Whose game do you love watching? You're like, okay, I see him. I'll get to see.
I never met KD, though. I never met KD.
Okay.
I've always been a KD fan. I've never met him. So that would definitely be – I like Kawhi.
Okay. So KD's a great one. By the way, he's a big Washington football fan. You didn't torch them, did you? Because he might not want to see you.
He saw that.
Have a great time, Calvin. Have a great time. We'll be looking out for it. Thanks for the call, Calvin Johnson. There's Calvin Johnson. Who's Ryan? Who's a coach? Who's a coach?
Ryan. That's the coach.
Rex?
Philippi?
Doubt
nope.
It?
Chapman?
Looks like a young influencer type.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. No idea. And then Dwayne Wade's the other coach.
Wow.
Yeah. With DK Metcalf.
Wouldn't you want your X's and O's coming from Dwayne Wade instead of Ryan the influencer?
Dwayne Wade, I think, has a minority stake in the Jazz.
In the Jazz, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense. So Calvin Johnson's going to be out there. Is he going to shoot threes like Mo Bamba? Is he going to get here?
Megatron. Bamba.
Somebody damn near 7 feet. How tall is Calvin?
Like 6'5".
Didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Megatron, I think he's taller. Isn't he? I don't know. When I see him at the Hall of Fame,
specimen.
When I see him at the Hall of Fame, he keeps going like Mel Blunt, who I, by the way, saw at NFL Honors.
Cowboy hat?
Oh, of course. Makes him even taller and more imposing.
Right. Listed at 6'5".
Listed.
That's fun. Fun chat.
That was great.
He buried the lead.
Calvin's a fun dude, man.
He's going to hoop it up.
The way
Utah.
Calvin was talking, you could tell he was very comfortable because he's chatting like he's just chilling with his boys. And like,
remember last time? Didn't we call him back?
We apologized for a couple S bombs.
Didn't we call him back last time?
Oh, we did.
Yeah. Because we thought of something and then called him back. Oh, because Sean McVay beat him for Georgia Player of the Year,
high school Player of the Year.
Yeah. And so we called him back.
And then we asked him because he and Roman Reigns played together
at
Georgia Tech.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
We kept him another 10 minutes after we hung up with him last time.
Call him back. Let's see if he's still there. No, just kidding.
He would answer.
Who's Ryan?
We're going to find that out today.
Coach Ryan. Rob?
Leaf?
Rob. You see Rex is...
Yeah, the Denver might hire... Sean Payton might hire
being rumored for Denver.
Dude, if Rex Ryan could be your defensive coordinator, don't you do that? 1,000,000% you do. Are you kidding me?
Man, Rex has been gone a long time.
Rex can coach defense, brother. He can whip people into a frenzy.
Well, I hope so, because he was talking a lot of trash on McCarthy this whole season and actually said that he could do a better job. So I would love
Denver
to see
Denver play Dallas this year?
We got a colleague of his coming up in hour three, Dan Orlovsky. Sure. Let's take a break here. It's Valentine's Day. Sports Valentine's.
Yeah, buddy.
We hand them out. That's next. And your phone calls, 844-204-RICH. Monster.com can help you tackle the job hunt and make your next career move. In football and in life, there's the regular season, and then there's the playoffs. Monster.com knows that scoring your next job, that's a playoff moment. To bring your A game, you need Monster.com. Looking to change positions and join a new team? Monster can help. Monster.com has millions of job openings and great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. Plus, when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you with those job fits. When you score the position, Monster.com's salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. The regular season is history, and we all know the playoffs are no time for messing around. It's time to get off the sidelines and go to Monster.com. And win the job hunt. Monster.com. Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1-quart moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold. The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network back on with the Roku stream. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Fun stuff with Calvin Johnson. Apparently, Ryan is, do you know who Ryan is?
I'm being told on social media who Ryan is.
He's the governor of the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, he's the big guy.
The big cheese, Ryan Smith is his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big guy.
Quite an influencer. So it's, you know, minority owner against the governor.
He's a young
part
guy.
Owner against the full-time owner.
I said influencer because he's 45 and he looks really young.
Okay, good. You know what happened last night? Knicks beat the Nets for the first time in 3 years.
I saw that.
First time in 3 years?
How about them apples?
What is up with Jalen Brunson?
He's really good.
Well, somebody saw that coming.
Gosh.
The Knicks saw that coming. They gave him all that money.
But someone else, I'm sure you're going to say somebody else saw it.
Oh, it's because you drew.
I walked into that. Yeah, I did. But he balls, man.
The other one who said he's great.
He's balling,
dude,
bro.
Dude, I love the way he plays, and he and Randall work really well together.
He had 40 last night, right?
Huh?
He had 40 last night.
Let me get that exact number. It was significant. I got a couple of alerts on my phone. It was that good.
Google alert.
Yeah, he had last night. It's easy to find because he's right there on my championship first place team. Here he is. Jalen Brunson last night, 35 minutes, 40 points. Before that, he is on a roll. He had 38 against Utah and 30 against Philadelphia.
You know, everyone clowns on him.
He had 41 against the Clippers to start the month as well. Everyone, he is so good.
Everyone clowned on the Knicks when they gave him that deal, man, but nobody's clowning anymore, right?
Well, I guess in Dallas, they're fine because they got Kyrie now.
Yeah.
They had to give up a lot to get him. They could have just paid a little extra and kept Brunson. But it feels like he didn't want to stay there.
Well, he wanted that Kwan.
His
baby.
Dad's on the bench. Yeah. You know, as one of the coaches, it's working.
Oh, Rick's with the Knicks?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you see the headline? The back page of the Daily News. You know, there it is. Orange is the new black. Big Apple power shift complete as Knicks roll for first win over the Nets in 3 years. And, you know, the Nets have now completely unwound their plan to dominate New York with Harden, Kyrie, and Durant.
You know who we should have on the show, Rich?
Nope.
Some of these bats. whoever writes these headlines,
oh, yeah. Orange and the Black. Great. And Ben Simmons had 13 minutes last night as Jacques Vaughn's trying to figure out the rotation on the fly with all the new pieces. And Simmons didn't talk to the media after the game.
Imagine that.
Hey, man.
Gosh.
All right. I've told you I can't root for this team while that schmecky owner with his
it's
facial
too late.
Recognition.
You already went to the game.
They are so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
I like the coach. I like his Rodney Dangerfield look. You know,
I tell you, I'm right now.
You know what I mean? Hey, 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 you're not playing defense. Hey. I'm gonna call a timeout and yell at you.
Oh,
you know, like,
screaming.
I mean, he does not like it when he gives up an open three. Tibbs is just like firing off those timeouts, and are they fifth in the East right now? Knicks? Fifth, sixth?
Good question.
They are. Because
they are playing like they can win a first round series for sure. For sure.
And seventh
right now.
Okay. But it's tight. Five through 10 is six games. It's pretty tight.
They can win a first round series for sure. Who's two in the East right now? Is it Philly?
The Bucks.
Milwaukee.
The Bucks. That's one.
Big one tonight. Boston, Milwaukee tonight.
Everybody playing or back to backs?
Jalen Brown has a broken thing. So
I know
because
he caught a Tatum elbow, right?
Yeah, he's still out.
Friendly fire, man.
That was it.
Yeah.
Let's take a call and then we'll give out our Valentine's.
Bucks have won 10 in a row, by the way.
Yeah. Middleton's back, right? Ready to go?
Yep.
Does it look like Budenholzer look like the guy that you just like, who's like standing in front of you while you're waiting to get your reservation looked at? You're standing there
The guy in front of you at
TSA. He will not get out of the way. You're just trying to say, I'm just trying to check in at the restaurant.
Excuse me,
standing there. And he's kind of always looking at the manager like, what's going on?
Coach.
I don't know. That just looks like that to me.
Yeah, well. He was going to get fired a couple years ago and they won the title.
I know. Out of all the NBA coaches who do not look like NBA coaches, he's one of them.
Is he the most happy they don't have to wear suits?
Oh, man. I think Thibodeau is that guy.
Just because his neck is so big, he's got to find a shirt.
Right? That's a great question. The NBA coach happiest to not wear a suit has to be Budenholzer. He's got to be up there. Don't you think? Now that Quinn Snyder's gone, who's
Quinn
the coach?
Quinn Snyder was so mad he couldn't wear a suit. He quit.
The coach? Who's the coach? Who's the coach who wants to wear a suit the most?
Well, it was NBA. Quinn, Steve Nash, and then those guys are gone.
Nash wondered? You would think Nash?
I think Steve Nash really liked putting on the 2K suit.
But Steve was a player. He's used to that sweatsuit look and feel, you know.
Your coach is a guy who's constantly, he's an open mouth gum chewer. It's tough to watch him.
The gum is tough.
But he's an open mouth gum chewer. Like Susie would just put her stamp on the franchise right now if she was there. Close your mouth while you're chewing your gum.
He's a young guy. He's 34.
Are they going to let this man keep the job?
I
don't know what we're waiting for.
He's still got the interim title, right?
He's got to earn it. Bring home banner 18.
Who's the NBA coach who wouldn't wear a suit more than anybody else? Great question.
Spo?
Oh, yeah. I think that's it. Don't you think?
We've
never had him on.
We've never had him.
I got to be honest. The amount of coaches, teams who I don't know the name of their coach is shocking to me because I usually know this. And I'm looking at five teams. I'm like, wait a minute. Who is their coach? I don't know some of these guys, man.
Your Clippers lurk.
Oh, yeah.
They lurk.
Clippers are working, man.
Made some moves. We'll see how that pans
they
out.
They lurk.
I mean, the West is just... So Phoenix is nine back. That's where it starts.
So, okay. Durant doesn't come back till after the All-Star.
But did you see the practice video yesterday? He was dunking, making moves.
Okay, there's no reason to rush him back. Let's unwrap the KD present in the Valley of the Sun after the weekend's done.
Yeah.
So
Phoenix is nine back. They're,
so it'll be around nine or eight or maybe seven if they're lucky.
If you go all the way to 12th, the Lakers, well, Oklahoma City is 12th. Three games separate 4 through 12. Lakers are two back of that at 13th. So five games between hosting a playoff series and out.
Let's go to Nick in South Carolina. He's been holding on for an hour and a half. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Rich. How you doing, buddy?
Thanks for calling, pal. What's going on? And how are hanging on? Thanks.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, man. I appreciate it. Listen, I have a an idea why Travis Kelce is open all the time.
Yep.
But before that, man, I want to say about the call in the Super Bowl at the end of the game. Rich, I know you are passionate about the NFL, have been for quite some time.
Yes, sir.
As have I. And, you know, I am glad the call was made. There's been so many times where the call was not made, and it's blatant and it's obvious, and the ref just swallows his whistle, whether it's, you know, Saints-Rams in the conference championship or Super Bowls or whatever. And as much as I love the NFL, you know, it was just refreshing. I didn't have a dog in this hunt. I'm a Dolphins fan. So, you know, I didn't have a dog in the fight, but it was just a fantastic game. And I'm sorry that the, you know, call came so late in the game, but he shouldn't have grabbed a jersey.
And your thoughts on Kelce is what? Why is he so wide open?
Turns out Kelce was a quarterback in high school. So when he breaks the huddle, as he's approaching the line, he's looking at the defense. He's reading it as a quarterback instead of a receiver. And apparently, you know, he's got the ability to shift the linebacker an extra yard or whatever to give him some more space.
He's unbelievable.
Because of that experience.
Thanks for the call. Greatly appreciate it. Thanks for hanging in there. Kelce's going to the Hall of Fame, man. Two rings now?
No doubt. I think he was already.
He was and we talked about it with Ed and Donna Kelce. By the way, everybody should check that out. They were our final guest on the show's big game bonus special. It was so good. It was not only a special, it was a bonus as well on a Roku channel. It aired all weekend long. But you could check it out on our Rich Eisen Show collection page on the Roku channel, YouTube. I think we've now posted it there as well. Great chat with them. And just talking about how at one point, Kelce was just a really talented hothead who wore Gronk's number.
Yep.
That's how we were talking about her in the first couple of seasons there out of Cincinnati.
Who's this guy wearing Gronk's number?
And a hothead and, you know, got ejected from a game, I think. Didn't he have like a, he threw a flag at a ref or something
that? Yeah, you're right.
And then something clicked. I don't know if it's Reed talking to him or what, but he is now a mature, grown-ass man, Walter Payton Man of the Year candidate, going to Canton first ballot, no questions asked.
Well, they drafted number 15.
That helped, but he was beginning to ascend with Alex Smith there. Remember, he came on our show in Minnesota lamenting Alex Smith's imminent departure.
Yep. Yeah, he was calling his boy A. Smitty.
Right. And,
you're right. No, he was first-team All-Pro in 2016.
No slagging on Mahomes, but he was beginning to ascend. And, man, it has clicked.
Yeah, I mean, he was doing pretty decently with Smith, but with Mahomes, those numbers have just...
No question. I hear you. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. When we come back, we hand out Valentine's Day greetings to all of our new sports Valentines. You got one too, Mikey? You got one too?
No.
You never did it? You never did it? Oh, no, he was too busy dealing with stuff.
No, I love myself.
Are you done dealing
with
stuff?
I love myself.
Oh, my God.
My own Valentine.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. You give us your new sports Valentine, too. Dan Orlovsky, also still to come.
For decades, Rolling Stone has set the bar for entertainment publications. Today, Rolling Stone Music Now takes over in podcast form.
SZA. You seem like a person with a pretty high level of anxiety, but you also seem fearless artistically.
I feel like ideas have more power than identity. Like the excitement overrides insecurity. That is the only way that I'm ever able to accomplish anything.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
It's Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey. So I figured let's give out sports Valentines to people. Let's do it. And it's somebody that you just love. I'm going with a sort of a new sports love.
Oh.
I don't know where you guys are going, but I asked you guys to do it. Del Tufo said.
Maybe I'll add one in without a graphic.
What do you mean? Like, you can't just come in. We have
graphics.
We produced it. We produced it. You had your shot earlier in the show. Or like,
had your shot.
Prior to the show.
Yeah, just shot prior to the commercial break.
Okay.
It's too late.
What is happening?
left out. I'm kidding.
Jeez. Chris Brockman, let's go.
Hey, Rip.
You're first up. Give me your sports Valentine.
Person, right?
Go for it. It could be anybody.
I'm picking a person.
Okay.
He's not playing tonight now, apparently, which is kind of a bummer. But I love this man like he's a member of my own family, and I want him protected at all costs.
So he's free for dinner.
He's free.
Yeah.
He might join me and Sarah tonight.
Oh.
If he wants to catch a red eye, catch a flight out to L.A. Jason Tatum, I love you. You are my Valentine this year. Now that Tom Brady's officially gone, and the Red Sox,
they've re-signed Devers for you.
I know. I'm excited.
Okay.
I'm only half as excited as I could have been. But I love this guy. He's gotten me so much joy in the last few years. Wear number zero for the green and white. He's going to bring home Banner 18 this year. I believe it. I believe it with every ounce of my soul. I'm going to be off that day because I'm going to go to the parade.
Okay.
Just giving you a heads up.
Okay.
Next June, I'm going to the parade.
I might just bring you a duck boat here to make sure you stay here. That's all.
I'll take that too. Mike, okay. You want to go on the duck boat?
My
Valentine this year, sports Valentine, is Jason Tatum. Stay with the Celtics forever, baby. Bring it home. I
just
love
tell him. That's what I have to say. Just look in the camera and tell him you love him. Go ahead.
I love you, Jay. I love Deuce. I love your little son, who's awesome.
All right, now
I want him to never leave.
We're creeped out now. Well done.
Sorry.
What do you got, TJ?
Well, we're a little creeped out. There were so many people I wanted to give Valentine's to because I love so many sports teams, as you all are well aware. But then it felt weird. I couldn't give Dak a Valentine. I can't give Joel Embiid.
Because you don't really love him.
I do. The audacity.
You want Tom Brady.
Totally.
But that's Tom Brady. That don't count.
Wow.
It's Tom Brady. And nobody other than Tom Brady. I can't give it to Joel Embiid. He won't understand. So I'm going to go into the wrestling world, right? And I'm going to give my Valentine to a person who started off fighting Bellator. So mixed martial arts,
okay.
Really in the cage, really scrapping. They had a huge social media presence, right? And then this person decided, hey, I'm kind of pretty. Why should I really get punched and elbowed and kicked in the face
when
I can kind of maybe pretend to get punched and kicked in the face? So I'm giving my sports Valentine away to former MMA star Valerie Lareda, who is now known as Lola Vice in WWE's NXT. You know, she's the first Cuban-American woman signed to WWE.
Wow.
And I'm hoping she takes over that Brock Lesnar mantle, that Bobby Lashley mantle, that Ronda Rousey mantle of MMA fighters who've come over and really start to dominate WWE. So, Valerie, you get my sports Valentine.
Later on today,
holler at your boy.
Chris, when you post this video,
make sure you tag her.
Make sure you use her Twitter handle.
Yes.
Let's be respectful.
Of course.
And hopefully this is what you're looking for, right?
Well, I don't have a Twitter, so it doesn't matter.
No, that she will hear your Valentine to her and potentially answer it.
Unless her
boyfriend. Because you're home all the time.
Unless her boyfriend's like the Undertaker or something. Then,
Okay.
Oh, he's married. I'm just
sure. Here's my sports Valentine. You'll be surprised to know it's not for any team that I personally adore or root for.
Oh, so it's not your fantasy team.
It's not my fantasy team. I love them all.
Not Zach Wilson?
It's not Zach Wilson because, as you know, he is not engendered, shall we say, the love here.
And Rich doesn't care if he plays again.
You control all you want. It could have been very easy to say Aaron Judge.
Okay?
Very simple to say Aaron Judge because my children love him.
I think you're going to go another way,
Rich. We went to the Yankees-Angels game and watched Judge hit his 50th in front of my children. My children joy, as you know.
Makes you happy.
Makes me happy.
I'm going to give Cooper and Ellen basketball this week.
I could have done anything Michigan-related, but instead, I'm going to go with somebody who's given me so much joy watching him play.
Me?
I have just given him so much joy watching him play. And it's Jalen Hurts. Love what this guy has become.
Didn't see that.
I love watching him ascend the way that he has ascended. I love the way he handles his business. I love in his darkest sports moment of his life, he sees Gio the podcaster and he smiles at him and he answers his question with a thoughtful response, not only for the young man and Gio asking him the question, but also wearing his heart on his sleeve again, talking about what he's going to take from the loss and how you have to cherish these moments. God, I love everything about him. And congratulations, Philadelphia. You are the latest franchise to have somebody fall into your lap. Now, they did draft him, but you are the latest fan base to just get, oh, I didn't see that coming. That was the Super Bowl between two franchises. Oh, didn't see my life changing as a sports fan. Didn't see that coming. One day, that will happen to me. I don't know when that day is.
Well, after Aaron comes out the dark, it'll happen for you.
That ain't it either. I want, as you know, 15 to 20 years of enjoyment. Waiting for that day, like that guy over there who loves Jason Tatum so much, he creeps everybody out talking about a man's child on the air. On. I'll just, no, I'm serious. In all seriousness. You had it for Brady.
Oh, yeah. Brady, Big Poppy.
Good God.
I had it for Aikman, Emmett.
You Earth. Did.
You know.
You did.
That was the only
one. Mike had it for with Rudy.
Wow. Joe Montana.
Stop it.
Derek Jeter.
Those Joe are our Ford. Sports Valentines. Those are our sports Valentines. Who are yours? You can call us at 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. We have a whole third hour. Dan Orlovsky will ask Dan his.
Nice.
I love Dak. I'm just saying. Pause.
Ish.
Ish. You don't love Dak.
You love him ish.
No, I mean, when you say Tom Brady, I'm gonna think about
it. Like, which quarterback would a Philadelphia Eagles fan say, yeah, we'll swap out Jalen Hurts for?
Tom Brady?
No, he wouldn't.
No.
They might have won the game with Tom Brady.
No.
No.
Get out of here, this guy.
Wow. Look, I'm still holding back on
saying stuff just to say. You don't have to say it. You know it. You'd replace Dak with a couple guys right now.
Maybe Mahomes.
Uh-huh.
That don't mean I love him. Would you replace one of your kids?
No.
Okay. Well,
with Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
No. Even though I wouldn't, you know, have to worry about a college fund. He could pay for it himself.
That's true.
I still love my children. How dare you? It's Valentine's Day. What are you trying to do in my household? 844-204-RICH, number to dial. What and or who is your sports Valentine? We'll take those. Dan Orlovsky coming up, but also coming up here on the program is my top five storylines to come out of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What, you got one?
No. I got excited. I played music and I got...
It's okay, Mike.
Yeah, I got excited.
What do you got? Who are you going to say? You said, I'll do one late.
No, I can't do it. I said it offline. I can. No, I know
he's going to say he's worried that he can't say it on Roku.
Why?
I can't. TJ knows. I got to be careful.
Is it Rihanna?
No. It is a female.
She's an actress.
Okay.
retired.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
She doesn't live in Van Nuys, California.
I think she's in New York, actually.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I think she lives in New York.
Is that really who your sports Valentine was? Who is your sports Valentine? Which person do you love watching?
Well, she talks about football.
Like, you love Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge would be probably it.
And he stayed. Amazing.
I got the mix. Oh, are you talking about
somebody he watches on TV all the time?
I don't know if he watches all the time.
No, not the person you're thinking.
The one who gives the sports gambling for ESPN, that one?
Oh, well, that's mine.
That's his. That's not DJ.
No. Okay. It's someone else.
Mine talks sports.
You might have to dig around a little to find these
movies. I'm
so
glad I'm not involved in this.
Me too.
I'm not saying a word.
So who's your sports person that gives you enjoyment?
I have so many.
Al? You want to give Al a Valentine?
Al Michaels?
Yeah.
I love Al Michaels.
Mike, you love Dion.
I want to eat dinner with Al.
You love Dion. It annoys me that Dion loves Del Tufo as much because I wish I had,
He loves you, man. He does love DJ Mike.
That would be it.
He does love Sanders.
He does. It's crazy.
He would.
Yep. Dion Sanders.
All right. Well done,
Coach
Mike.
Sanders.
I had to coax it out of him.
Wow.
Hour three coming up.
You loved Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
With her assistant, Jess.
LA, it can become suffocating. Did something happen where you felt like I have to get out of here? Or do you just think it just happens sometimes?
I think it just happens, but also just everything going on in my personal life. Like, I want to get on this mic and be like, this is what I've been dealing with for 14 months.
Give Them Lala, wherever you listen.